objective now totally should be to control the grand jury and to control what happens within the grand jury. He says the problem on the obstruction thing is that everyone in the White House and a hell of a lot of people are participants in one way or another. He hastily says, except himself, who didn't say what he was told to say, so therefore he's not. Was he made fool of himself? He claims that he was told to get down and say certain things, and he didn't say them because he didn't need to get the
rewriting history to the player. That's all right. It's all right. It's good. It's good that he takes it that way.
And then he says, this is why he feels so strongly that the president needs one independent person to advise him, who is a good skilled trial lawyer. He says, you've got nobody in here who knows trial lawyer. You've got nobody in here who's a criminal lawyer. He goes to the point, he said, I feel this very strongly because in the firm I've got some good trial lawyers and I now see the difference between the way they look at things and the way they look at things.
So I've got some friends that have trial lawyers once a time so that I know who to say, how to continue to cover up. That's right.
And he says, looking at the advice I would give, the argument I would make at this point is that the worst thing you can do now is overreact. And if Glenn Meads goes to Sirica and says, you know, we're concerned about these charges and all that, he's telegraphing to Sirica that the administration is involved in the conspiracy. That Sirica would use the opportunity to go out and blast the Attorney General in the incompetence of the trying of the case, say that he's now come sucking around trying to put the thing together, and worst of all, he would know in his own mind that he had succeeded and that would give him the confidence to go ahead. If you had a criminal lawyer and advising you a trial lawyer, he would say to you now, the main thing is don't give any unnecessary terms. For God's sake, don't grandstand. Things may get better rather than worse. Sirica is on dangerous ground. He's screwing things up in his coercion of the defendants and all this stuff. There's a lot of possibilities here. He's letting this new lawyer representing the same guy for about so I said, well, okay, so what you're saying is,
dig it.
Nothing we can do. He said, well, basically, yeah. He said, first of all, get the best criminal lawyer possible, because none of us can render good advice to the president. I didn't mention what I was doing. In my view, you're doing that to a degree, at least.
Rogers let himself in Rogers. That's both an accurate.
Yes, but we've got to give him some more facts.
Right.
Number two, don't overreact this week on Costa Rica and all that sort of thing. So, in the first place, all you have as of now is newspaper hearsay as to what a court is going to do.
I talked to Ron.
Say if the grand jury called and everyone got suspended.
There's the problem.
turned over the grand jury made public. In other words, we have knowledge of charges, actual charges that are made, then you should then issue a statement, or Ziegler should issue a presidential statement over the weekend that says the president has instructed his staff, as he did last summer, as he consistently has since then, to cooperate fully with the official investigation of this, all these matters, and on any charge of wrongdoing of any kind, every staff member is under strict orders to comply fully with the process, judicial process, and so on. He says, if he is any, which as of now he's not, he said, for God's sake, don't react to a newspaper story on your side. He said, if Dean is named, then send Dean to the grand jury. But for God's sake, don't take his privileges. Hang on to every ounce of privilege you've got. Because Dean needs it. You've got to face the fact, Dean's in the suit. He's got to hang on to every bit of privilege he's got. He said, so do all the rest of us. And we've got to hang on to executive privilege on the question of any conversations we have with other people in the White House, who are also president's agents and that sort of thing, not just part of communication with the president, but then he goes back to Irvin's statement on privilege relating to a congressional employee's staff.
So he wouldn't give away the privilege regarding the life of the matter.
He wouldn't give away anything. There.
And when they go before the grand jury, what would he do?
Not very damn much. And he relies on privilege, and he hopes it stays where it belongs, which is inside the grand jury.
And it's cooperation.
But yeah, it's cooperation. Maximum cooperation if you can. Cooperate with it. But obviously, within the limits that are imposed on it by the duties as a lawyer, by the duties as a White House staff.
What would he have to say, for example?
Anything that involved me, I would answer and be responsive to. Anything that involved my communication with anybody else here, I would take privilege. I would answer regarding anything of my own activity or my own knowledge. But anything that someone else tells me or
says at the Boston Post, so
I could say, yes, I've talked to Colson, but I couldn't tell him what Colson told me. Exactly, but it's your title and your people are entitled to be able to converse freely with each other on matters of understanding what they want or not to be able to do. One of our duties is to know as much as we can about what's going on and communicate as necessary that knowledge to you and others in here carrying out the efforts there.
So what culture are you seeing here?
Doctor, he says,
you understand, it affects him more than anybody else does.
He says,
what does he say?
He argues that it affects me most of anybody. I'm serious, I love me, he's been trying to say that. But that's why he decided just to get him in. Go on.
Or if he gives him that, he'll just think everybody else.
No. He'll take it all himself. That's what he said.
Maybe that's the way we can do
it. And you have to fire me for what he's also saying. But that's it. He's got me at least. All he is fire. Let's go to jail this far. He has to fire me for something. Challenge Chuck on the conspiracy of the perjury. What do you mean by that? He said, the guru was instructed on what to testify. I said, that is the truth. By Dean. And he said, he met with Dean. I said, now Chuck, you're stating something that is not your knowledge. He met with Dean. But he met with Dean in order to be questioned in the manner that a grand jury would question. not a mean advisor to tell the truth. And I said, what a mean advisor is that? Yeah, this is not.
You're okay, you're making a reckless discharge.
Well, do you think?
He said, he said, okay, I take all that on, but I will simply say to you, there was a conspiracy to commit perjury, and there was a conspiracy to obstruct justice.
The latter.
Chuck says is that you got to face the fact that the worst feels strong in this, the worst harm to the presidency under Richard Nixon regarding the Watergate is already done. It's there. There is a cloud. But it's a little black cloud that's there. So now, you know any of the things you're talking about, what you most likely will do is see that black cloud and start a rainstorm that there will be no way to stop it. What I'm saying to you is, you got the cloud, live with it. Just keep it as small a little cloud as you can.
My God's a little favor.
He said, again, going back, he said, the mistake you're all making is you're looking at the Watergate. The Watergate is not a problem. If that's all that happened, if we were now on June 18th, talking about this, he said, I would agree with everything you're saying.
Thank you.
Thank you.
made into an argument, we may have to go to court to settle.
Would Chuck agree to this?
There's a good concern for the mistakes.
Different, I got your calls, the back. That's the proper place for such charges to be responded to, to be heard, to be investigated, not the door.
up on that.
Thank you.
Yeah. That one.